Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to another Thursday, The Only Way Out is In show with your host, Di Debbie Doolin. I'm always glad to be here, of course. I say that all the time, and it's true. Nice to have you here. If you're looking for miracles today, look no further than what's available to you from within. You have the power to create your miracles. And I'm here to help share with you today how I've done it and how many others have done it. And it's with gratitude that I'm able to share with you all. Information for this show comes from one of my best-selling books, the Supervitamins, How to Stop Saying I Hate You, ... to yourself. And if you're interested in what's going on that is making itself available to you, to our community, our world community, just read my profile page and today's program profile page. If you're interested in learning about yoga and how it can help you on many, many, many levels, then watch my tutorial videos, or you can watch the video about my book called The Ultimate Book on Yoga for Beginners, Yoga, Meditation, and Spiritual Growth. Tells you on that page how you can purchase your book today and get going on with your joyful living. If you wish to call in, by the way, the number is 917-889-7358. And if you have questions, this is the day to ask your questions, especially about Impact Writers, which I'm a part of. We have special gigs, special guests, special gigs, special prizes, and gifts. I believe it's going to be next Tuesday, all day next Tuesday. So listen out for it on my Facebook page or Twitter or LinkedIn. If you've ever wondered why miracles aren't showing themselves up into your life, it might be because of one thing only. And that one thing is you're not practicing unconditional love, which is involved in forgiveness. The one thing that might be stopping you is that the blinders on your over your eyes, the blinders are caused by being unforgiving. You should not worry about why your prayer hasn't been answered, because the answer is you have to accept unconditional love, use it, be it, spread it around, and find out how your healing can take place. The forgiveness process you'll find on page 74 of my book, Super Vita Minds, Positive Way of Thinking, Positive Way of Looking at Things, a Spiritual Facelift, it's been called. Forgive yourself for forgetting who you really are. For forgetting you are the powerful one. For forgetting you are the truth, the way, and the light. Forgive yourself for believing in the illusion that you are a smoker, an overweight person, an ugly person, a hateful person, a cruel person. These are all miscreations of ego, not creations of God. God knows there is no ego, only as what we believe in our minds. And it is told to us that nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God, according to A Course in Miracles. God knows that we have never done anything to be forgiven for, and never condemned us for anything. In ego's mind, he has condemned us. But that is also an illusion. In ego's mind, it is God who has condemned us. But that is also an illusion. I saw a young lady and her fiancé on television, and she was deathly afraid of Disney characters. It would frighten her to no end. And her fiancé had wanted to get assistance for her because she couldn't stand to be around or go around any theme parks or anything that would remind her of these characters. And she was helped. I think his name is Dr. Duffy. She was helped by him, and she was able to eventually receive a hug from these characters, stand next to them, and get photos. But she had to do the work in her mind. And it wasn't so much about forgiveness for her, but it was about releasing herself, letting go of her fears about what could happen to her from these characters. And it stemmed from her childhood. We'll go into the details about that, but it just goes back to saying nothing real can be threatened and nothing unreal exists. Fears do not exist but within our own minds. What is our salvation? In the process of forgiveness, what is our salvation? Forgiveness, that's it. It's our salvation from negative habits, negative relationships, and negative situations in our lives that we have miscreated. Actually, nothing is negative. We merely perceive through ego's eyes the things we wanted to label as good or bad in order to justify our actions for being unforgiving. One of my clients had called for an appointment because of an inability to breathe through the nostrils. Almost immediately after our consultation had begun, her father's presence came before me, and I was told he was involved in part of the cause of her physical situation. He was about 94, as I recall. I've never met her father, nor have I seen any photos of him. He was just offered last rites 1 week ago. He is a 90-year-old man and has suffered several strokes. He and his brother are responsible for abusing my client when she was a child, but they have denied it all her life. When she arrived at my office, I sensed her dad wanted to speak to her through me. I resisted. Then I was impressed with an urgency that I must allow him to have permission to speak to me through me. It was a heaviness in my field of energy, and I was told by spirit it would be okay to offer my permission, and so I did, unsure of what was about to take place. I was a bit hesitant, to say the least, but I always trust in the voice that I hear for the Holy Spirit. Tears started to fill my eyes because I knew something profound was about to happen. I did not want my client to be hurt by whatever he wanted to say. I always pray before I work with anyone, so that's what we did. And in a loud, booming, disgusted, and angry voice, he shouted, "I hate you." And he used the client's name, his daughter, as he yelled the name of his daughter. He continued, "You've been a thorn in my side. I hate you. You make me see myself. I don't want to be reminded how ugly I am. You are miserable, and so am I. I can't stand it. I don't want you reminding me of how terrible I am and how mean I am and how ugly I am. I mistreated you as a child. I'm reminded of it every day I see you. That's why I hate you. I'm tired, tired, tired." I was led to make a loud clapping sound with my hands. He continued, "I want to get on with it. I want to leave you and your mother. I hate her too. She never did anything, slinking around all the time. It was disgusting. I should have left her a long time ago, and I'm not sorry for what I said. If I could have, I would have left her long ago. Disgusting. And I was led to make some more clapping sounds with my hands. The clapping, I was told by spirit, was breaking up the negative, unforgiving energy towards my client. I sensed it as an electrifying and purifying vibration as I do it. Once I'm gone, I won't have to look at you and her anymore or feel these feelings anymore. Disgusting. I should have gotten out a long time ago. Now it's too late. What am I going to do? He continues, I could ask for forgiveness, your forgiveness, but I'm very stubborn. I won't ask you. I don't see that it would be helpful or how it could be. I won't ask you. I do ask, he uses the name of his daughter, I do want you to forgive me because I can't forgive myself for all I did to you. I didn't mean to hurt you. He used his brother's name. And he said it was not the intention to hurt you from him, by him. I allowed that. I'm sorry. I'm lost. I'm truly lost. No wife and no daughter. Nobody loves me, even myself. What am I to do? This goes through my mind 100 times a day. I wish I could have loved you. And he used his, her name here. But you remind me too much of myself, and I don't love myself. I don't know what's going to happen to you. I'm going to the other side soon. The best thing I can do is... And then the words were lost there. If you can forgive me, but I don't ask that now. I'm afraid to ask you, but I will. Will you forgive me? And he used his daughter's name. His daughter responded, yes, I do forgive you. Father's response was, I believe you. Thank you. Tell me that again. Looking into my eyes. So she looked into my eyes, and the client responded, yes, Dad, I forgive you and I love you. The father's response was, please tell your friend, thank you for allowing me to speak through her. I didn't know whom else to turn to. I love you. I wish I could have shown love. I was clapping my hands again, getting the energy broken up from her and him. I now know my clapping was severing and transmuting the negative energy thought forms that had been binding the daughter to the father by his hatred towards her. This had never happened to me before with a client, and I'd been working with people since, I guess, 1989 or so. It was a totally new experience. And because Spirit knows I'm always open to be guided by the light, I chose to be used as a channel for her father's higher self. This enabled him to communicate through me and gain forgiveness from his daughter while he was still on this earth's plane. After the session, I was able to draw her father's face as I saw him appear to me. I was told during the session she needed to cry and to cry soon. She had been blocking herself from feeling any emotions, any sadness, anger, pain, and that was causing her to be blocked in her olfactory canal. She had been to the hospital emergency ward the night before I saw her, and she tried every natural and medicinal means of alleviating the problem, which had not eliminated the discomfort. I offered her a Reiki session to her in addition, and she was fine within a short period of time. The beginning of acknowledgement. I allowed her father's higher self to speak through me. He knew he had to clear up this bond of negative energy between he and his daughter. He cannot physically vocalize his feelings because of the strokes. He knows his time for transitioning is just about at hand, and he had to have asked God to show him what to do. He knew he did not know how he could be forgiven by his daughter. He placed his problems in God's hands, and the answer was there for him. Perhaps we can begin to acknowledge and affirm strongly that, and there's about 7 or 8 points I have here, that I love myself unconditionally every minute of every day, that life loves me. You can use your name, life loves you, Daya. You can use your name in that and feel what that feels like. Feel what it feels like to say, I'm grateful I'm healthy. I'm grateful I'm beautiful. I'm grateful that I'm whole. I'm grateful I'm loved and that I love everyone. Feel what it feels like to say, I'm no longer destructive against myself or towards myself or anyone else. I love everyone, everywhere, and everything. I'm grateful I no longer choose to be angry about anything. I'm grateful I no longer worry about anything. That is not my responsibility. I'm grateful there's nothing to fear. Time, age, poverty, death, loneliness no longer have any meaning or hold in my life. They no longer rule me. And God, I know, is the strength in which I trust. There is nothing else. I no longer need to fear myself, for I am full of love. I am love. But what about jealousy? Have you found yourself in a jealous relationship and don't know why you can't handle it yourself? And you ask yourself, what am I afraid of? Being afraid or fearful means love is missing within you. Or rather, you believe love is missing within you. You don't love yourself, and you can't imagine why anyone else could love you. So when they do love, you try to prove this love wrong by chasing it away from you. And so you prove to yourself that you are right, even though you are mistaken. The real truth is that you are loved and always have been by your Creator. You have created this illusion and told yourself it is not okay to love yourself for one reason or another. You have said, I can't love myself because my hair is too fine, too thin, too curly, too red. My lips are not the right size. My body is too fat, too small, too short, too tall. Oh, my breasts are this way, and I don't like others. Ego likes to try to keep us busy, and it has a terrific time keeping us busy with worry, keeping us busy with anxiety, keeping us busy with hating others so that we don't see that we actually are hating ourselves. It has a terrific time making us miserable if we allow it. Temptations, yes. Whenever you feel tempted to attack yourself or another, or you just want to take one more puff or one more drink, surround yourself with the presence of God. This will be in the form of powerful affirmations, such as what my book offers. I call them Super Vitamind Caplets. Say them out loud. Put them in a cassette or Walkman or a CD or whatever, so you can immerse yourself in the energy of the truths alone. And feel the cleansing. Let them dissolve into the auric field surrounding you. Do this several times a day at the same time of day if possible. Your cells, they will love looking forward to the time-released, energized thought forms. They will breathe a sigh of relief. Here are a few examples, the ones that were given to me. The ones in quotes are from A Course in Miracles. The Holy Spirit is my only invited guest. Fear and anger are not. I relinquish anger, hatred, bitterness, resentment, jealousy, and lust. And when you release those energy forms from you, they come out sometimes in the form of physical problems, and they're released. You are detoxed from them. You are released and they are transmuted into the energy of the violet flame overseen by Saint Germain. I relinquish the need for these qualities, and this means that I'm in control of the forces of ego. I release hatred, jealousy, and error thoughts into the hands of the Holy Spirit. I welcome the Holy Spirit into this situation, into my life now. And there are several other statements and quotes that help you to be relieved and released from temptations that are not healthy and helpful for you. Do not allow yourself to become angry for doing the things ego has you believing it was all right to do. Do not blame yourself or condemn yourself. That is how you keep yourself in the trap you're trying to get out of by doing so. Be grateful that the Holy Spirit is now showing you the light about your nature and about your ego nature, which does not really exist, as I have said before. Be grateful your eyes are no longer blinded to the truth. Be grateful you have picked up this book or that it has been given a gift to you by someone who loves you. How to stop saying I hate you to yourself? Stop abusing yourself with your words and thoughts. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Free yourself from fear. Forgiveness? Is forgiveness an issue for you? Then use that tool. It'll be used and you'll have rapid healing. And it's okay to ask for what you want and to get it. It's okay. You have permission from God to not hate yourself. You have permission from God to forgive yourself, to love others and forgive them for what you have perceived them to have done to you. I'll be joining you next week, next Thursday. God bless you all, and I wish you the happiest weekend ever possible for yourself. And so it is. Amen.